going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey guys, it's Sarah, and just a quick thank you for trying to help me figure this out, and good luck, because this is something that I thought I could figure out on my own.
Listen, Sarah, we have done some real dirty work, so just give us a shot and we'll see what we can do.
Okay, well, I have this amazing boyfriend, and we've been dating for about 8 months now, and everything has been awesome, and yes, we do live together. I know you're going to ask, talks of marriage have begun to start popping up.
All right. So it seems like so far everything's been great. So what's the problem? What's the dirty work? What are we exactly doing?
Well, he's a travel soccer coach. Soccer is his passion. He used to play soccer growing up. And he's gone a lot of weekends. Sometimes I travel with him, but sometimes I don't because, you know, I got to work, we got bills to pay, and, you know, things like that.
Okay, but what? Is there a mom, another girl that you have a question about?
Actually, no. I don't think so. But we recently got on the same phone plan, and long story short, I got a report of the calls. Because I have this work situation. But when I got the report, I looked at this number that keeps popping up, and he only calls the number when he's out of town. And here's the weird part. It's never an incoming call, and I haven't seen any texts from this number.
So do you know the number that keeps showing up? Actually, like did you personally call it yourself?
I did, and when I called it, it just rings and rings and rings, and then it goes to the voicemail that just leaves the number. You know what I mean?
Okay, and did you personally send that number a text too?
Yes, but I've gotten zero responses.
So I wonder what's going on. So Natalia, maybe her man told her, like, hey, whoever's phone number... Sarah's, don't answer it. Like, maybe he already gave whoever this number is a heads up, like, hey, I have a girlfriend and this is her number, so don't ever respond.
Yeah, but is he that smart? I don't know. But Sarah, what's your boyfriend's name?
Danny.
Okay, so, all right, so we have the number, obviously. So let's call the number and see whoever is on the other line. It could be a girl or a guy, see if they pick up. Sarah, do you want to stay on the line with us?
No, absolutely not. I don't. Because if something shady happens, I need to protect myself, and I don't want to get in any legal trouble.
Okay. Well, we'll try and figure this out. And if it goes really crazy, we might need you to call us back. We call you. So is that going to be okay?
That's okay. All right. I'll call you back.
So you had to change your number already?
Well, not really. Who is this?
Who is this? I don't have time for any girlfriend drama. I already told Travis this already.
Travis?
Yeah. Travis. Aren't you Sarah?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay. So your man talks so good about you.
Wait, like who is this?
Okay. Well, my name is Lexi, first of all.
Okay, so. Lexi, is this like your stage name? And by the way, my boyfriend who is cheating on me with you, his real name is Danny, not there's no Travis.
Okay, well, first of all, don't care at all. Okay, maybe you should take care of your man so he doesn't have to spend time coaching money on me.
Oh, wow. Okay, Lexi, so what exactly does he buy you?
Oh, my God. Are you that f***ing stupid? He buys me time. And by the way, he spends that money. I guess he really likes it.
Oh, okay. So let me get this right. So basically, you're a hooker.
I prefer to go by escort, adult escort, or if you, you know, don't want him coming to me, maybe you should dress up like a nurse, you know, because he loves that. And he says that you would never do that because he says that you're like really boring and vanilla and snooze and yeah, snooze fest.
My God. Okay. Well, you are disgusting and I hope your career takes off. Good luck.
off. Okay. So, but yours too, because I hear what you're a school teacher. So yeah, go make some of those pennies roll while I'm rolling in thousands.
Yeah. Okay. I've had enough. I can't take this. All right.
Okay. So I'm livid. Pissed. I want to call Danny, Travis, or whatever his name is right now.
Okay. So Sarah, are you sure? I mean, you already know what's going on. You still want to go through with this?
Yes, 100%. Now I have to get an STD test thanks to this dirty motherfucker.
Oh, God. Okay, I mean, we can call him, but Shaggy, I definitely think we need the bleep dump button ready to go.
Oh, yeah, you're going to need it. Watch how I make Danny look so dumb. Well, sadly, he made me look so dumb.
Sarah, I don't think anybody listening thinks you're dumb at all. I think we are all just feeling really sad for you.
Don't be. I know my words. He just lost the best thing he ever had.
Okay, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hey, babe. I've got a surprise for you. I won a dinner for us at Rooftop Beach this weekend.
Oh, wow. That's great. Wow. But do it have to be this weekend, though?
Yeah. Sorry. I know it's kind of last minute, but it's part of some contest, and it has to be Saturday. Do you have to travel for soccer again?
Yeah, but, you know, maybe when I get I could try to get time, you know, for dinner. I promise I'm gonna do my best, you know, to get back for that.
Yeah, after dinner, I was thinking maybe I can dress like a slutty nurse and we can have crazy hot sex.
What? I mean, sure, yeah, but you know, you know, I'm not into the whole, you know, dress up thing, but I guess we could give it a shot, you know.
Oh, so you aren't into the dress up thing, but Travis is into it? You lying piece of shit, mother.
What?
Can I dress up like a fucking slut nurse and have sex with my fake boyfriend named Travis? And get this. I'll even let you call me Lexi.
Man, this crazy.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, you f***ing suck. And if I have an STD because of your nasty ass, I will tell everyone how you love to f*** hookers and pay for sex. You f***ing dirty
dog.
Wait,
babe, calm down. Like, man, she's actually an escort. that, you know, they get checked for these type of things, like STDs and stuff like that, you know, can we please just, you know, just go to dinner? Like, I can even cancel my trip, you know?
Are you kidding me?
Maybe overreacting a little bit.
Are you kidding me, Danny or Travis or whatever your name is? I don't even know what your real name is.
It's actually Danny, for real. You know, you know, if you give me like a second, like I swear I could explain all of this. It's really
Danny, go ahead and explain. We're listening.
What? Who is this?
Oh, it's Shaggy Natalia. Actually, your girl won the dinner with us on the radio, and we had no idea that, like, this was actually going to happen. So we've got our popcorn and we have hand sanitizer because this is some real dirty work going on.
Oh man, great. So now Shaggy and the whole entire world knows this is great, man. Sarah, you know that guy lives on social media, right? You know this everybody's business now, right?
Who the f cares?
I mean, well, I want to marry you, but listen, babe, like, you know, all my friends said, if you know you want a good marriage, then you know you got to go get the dirty part out now, the nasty stuff now, and then, you know, after you get married, boom, it's like out of your system. Oh. And you know, it makes for, you know, a solid marriage. So that way, you know, that's why I did what I did, so I don't cheat on you when we get married.
Oh, okay, thanks for the explanation. Thanks, baby, that makes it so much better.
Really, babe? I'm glad you understand, you know, and trust me. Yeah, I'm glad.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.